Welcome to the Bicast. We are talking with the Bisexual Queer Alliance of Chicago today. And I have Chris Pierce with me. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. Really, really good. So you guys have just got started. How long have you had this in planning?
Well, actually, BQuack's been around 2009. It was started by Brother Michael Boza and Ed Negron here in Chicago. And it was really more like a grassroots kind of thing. They attended rallies and stuff like that. You know, we're really focused on bi visibility. Mm-hmm. Just recently, though, BQAC has a brand new board, myself included, along with Jasmine Marshall, who's our who's the new president. And, you know, talking to the bi community in Chicago, and what a lot of people seem to want was us to be a nonprofit to really try to do some more fundraising and stuff. And so that's what we've been really focused on this past year. We've been working on this since January, getting the whole nonprofit process done, working on our bylaws, trying to create a more public presence and everything.
A lot of work, but it's well worth it. Can you tell me what your mission is? Like, you basically just did, but you just want to reach everybody in the Chicago area and everywhere, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to focus on Chicago just to be like, because we're not a very big group, and mm-hmm. we're worried about spreading ourselves too thin. So we're really trying to stay focused in the mm-hmm. Illinois area at least. So BQAC's mission is all about besides working on increasing bi visibility, working on education and resources for the bi community and for our queer allies. Trying to really reach out and get all those people together and create social things and really just like creating those resources that we need and the spaces that bisexuals sometimes feel that they don't have.
Yes.
You know, because it's like, you know, you've got the, we always feel like we're either in a gay space or a straight space all the time. And it's rare that we get a bi space. And so we're trying to like work on that and really create more visibility so that way we can find each other. And then also just the resources that are specific to bisexuals in things like healthcare, in things like mental health, in legal aid.
Yes, very, very important. Thank you. So you're really focused on working locally and creating groups and support and resources then?
Yeah.
So you guys have a pretty big party planned for the 21st. What's going on with that?
We do. So as lots of people probably know, Celebrate Bisexuality Day is September 23rd, but it's a Tuesday, and BQAC has traditionally worked with the Center on Halsted, Chicago's LGBT center, to mm-hmm. put together some event for Celebrate Bisexuality Day. They've been doing that for, I think, since their inception. I know for at least since the past 5 years. So the center and BQAC have been working together doing something on Celebrate Bisexuality Day, which is the 23rd. And last couple of years that I've been involved with BQAC and been involved in this process, I've been trying to push for something like trying to stick it closer to like trying to also do something on the weekends because not everybody can always get out during the week. And this coming up, Celebrate Bisexuality Day, which is the 23rd. On the 21st, which is the Sunday before that, we're actually throwing a Celebrate Bisexuality party. We're going to be having a bunch of performers who identify as non-monosexual, and we'll be having like a dance party, and we'll drink some food, and it's going to be a really big fun event. This is going to be the third time that I've been handling it and just doing like this and trying to turn it into this party and this big fun thing. Focused more on the fun aspect of our community. On the 23rd, we'll actually be having a panel discussion.
Keep us posted about that. We will want to know what everybody's doing for bi visibility. So keep us posted on the panel, okay?
Right, totally. Yeah, it'll be on the 23rd. And so the Celebrate Bisexuality Party is on the 21st at the Center in Halsted. It'll be starting at 5:00. Mm-hmm. And everybody's welcome to attend. And then on the 23rd, we'll be having a panel discussion, which will be starting around 7:00.
And will that be at the center too?
Yes, that will also be at the center.
Okay, and we'll provide all the links for everybody. And you also have your Indiegogo campaign going on for Kickstarter to get your 501k started. Can you give us some details on that?
Yes. So, like I said before, when I was kind of like giving like the rundown on BeQuack, since we're in the process of getting our nonprofit going, we can't accept donations, we can't fundraise. There's lots of little things that we can't do because we're not there yet. And Jasmine and I are doing is reaching out to our friends and our family and the bisexual community and our networks and asking for help to get that funding going, to just get started. The point of the process that we're at is applying with the IRS for nonprofit status. And so we're reaching out. I've got this Indiegogo started. We're only asking for like $600. Yeah, I had to make sure. We're only asking for about $600 total. All that money is going right into paying for fees and is going into paying for the fees associated with starting up a nonprofit. Anything we make past that is going to go back into the bi community, going back into Celebrate Bisexuality Day, going back into, we go to Pride every single year. Chicago Pride is a huge event. It costs a lot of money to get to be able to be in it. So money goes into that. Money will go into more events for the bi community here in Chicago. Last time I checked, we were just over $400. So we're really, really close. And as soon as we get that, you can expect to see Chicago's very first bisexual nonprofit. So I'm excited.
That is fantastic. And certainly everybody go give some pennies, and they're not that far from their goal. So let's all go support them, okay?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I know going to Pride is so expensive. I know it's one of the drawbacks to a lot of the bi community is getting in there, is that we just can't afford it.
Yeah, it's it's tricky and it's hard.
Yeah.
I was also going to say, too, at the Indiegogo, if people want to pre-purchase their ticket for Celebrate Bisexuality Party here in Chicago at the Center on Sunday, they can pre-purchase that ticket at the Indiegogo campaign, and then basically those funds are just going to, like, it'll help us offset some of the costs for the party, but all that money is really just going to go to the, all that money is just going to go straight to BeQuack's funding.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris. Is there anything you'd like to add right now?
We're on Facebook, too.
Oh, yes, Chris, they're on Facebook. I'll bring all the links onto the page for that, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming today, and we wish you the best of luck. And this is how we survive, everybody. We support each other. So go and check out their Indiegogo page and their event page and their Facebook page. And I just want to remind everybody, you're not wrong, you're not broken, and you're not alone. You're a human being, and you are bisexual. All right. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Lynette.
Bye.
Hi, this is Mark from the Epic Podcast, reminding you that you're not wrong, you're not broken, you are most certainly not alone, and you're tuned in to the Bicast at Bicast.org.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.